These are the deaths that happened in Malaysia. It's a country in Southeast Asia. Scientists wanted to study what happened to the overall death rate during the pandemic. The deaths clearly increased, but look, this is where the pandemic was declared, and this is when the vaccine program rolled out. Same thing happened in 9 other countries. Here's Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand. After studying over a dozen countries in the Southern Hemisphere, the scientists concluded that after 13.5 billion COVID vaccines that were given out worldwide, 17 million people lost their lives from vaccines alone. And the death rate data for the elderly was just shocking. Welcome to Frontline Health. I'm Dan Skorbak. In a new report that's yet to be peer-reviewed, Canadian scientists looked at the pandemic from a 1,000-foot view. They wanted to see how much the pandemic affected all-cause mortality. You see, the virus can kill in many ways, not just from the visible infection symptoms. If you want to find the real cause of death, you have to dissect each and every single person who died for any reason and looked at the body under a microscope. Then you can see if they died from COVID or not. On the other hand, the authors explain you can look at the big picture, the metadata, meaning look at the all-cause mortality, which basically means that the scientists remove the reasons for the deaths and look at death itself as a measure. Did more people die in this period of time? Then it's easy to tell if our approach to solving the pandemic worked on a population level or it didn't. So the best way to measure what happened during the pandemic is to look at all-cause mortality. And these scientists were also interested in how the data turned out during another event, specifically during the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. You see, their initial research showed some shocking correlations between vaccine rollout and people dying. But some people argue that it might be just a seasonal effect. For example, the vaccines were rolled out in some countries in January and February, and that coincides with the flu season. So this time the scientists looked at a much larger subset of data and measured what happened in the countries that had vaccines rolled out in different seasons, even during summer, which is way outside the flu season. So let's look at the report. First, they found that in all countries that were included in their analysis, all-cause mortality increased every time the COVID-19 vaccines were deployed. Second, 9 out of the 17 countries had no detectable excess death right after the March 11th, 2020 event. That's when the World Health Organization declared the pandemic. And these countries didn't have excess death up until the COVID-19 vaccination campaign began. Third, unprecedented peaks in all-cause mortality were observed in January and February 2022. This coincided with or followed the rollout of boosters in 15 of the 17 countries studied. And while it was winter in North America, in those months it was summer in most of the South America. So the flu season was not a factor there at all. Four, excess all-cause mortality during the vaccination period beginning January 2021 was 1.74 million deaths across all ages and countries. That makes it one death for every 800 injections. And five, the vaccine dose fatality rate increased exponentially with age, reaching almost 5% among those 90 years and older who received a fourth vaccine dose, which translates to 1 in 20 deaths from COVID vaccines among the elderly. Dennis Rancourt, one of the authors of the study, told the Epoch Times in an email that, quote, "There is no evidence in the hard data of all-cause mortality of a beneficial effect from the COVID-19 vaccine rollouts. No lives were saved." Researchers also looked for a counterexample. Maybe there were places that showed that COVID-19 vaccines improved the all-cause mortality, but they could not find a single country with such trends. According to the report, data from numerous countries such as India, Australia, Canada, Israel, and the United States show a similar phenomenon. The peaks in all-cause mortality coincide with booster rollouts every time. In the United States specifically, deaths were prominent in the 25 to 64 age group in 21 states, coinciding with a rapid surge in vaccines given during the vaccine equity campaigns launched by regulatory agencies. Researchers estimated the United States had about 160,000 excess deaths in that age group during a period where over 60 million COVID-19 vaccine doses were given out. So if your friend or family member is thinking about or being pressured into getting a COVID-19 vaccine, please share this report with them so that they can make an informed decision. This is Frontline Health. I'm Dan Skorback. Stay healthy, America.